WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Clint Eastwood, Tommy Lee Jones, Donald Sutherland, and James Garner star in the new movie Space Cowboys. Eastwood is also the film's producer and director. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
I had always considered Clint Eastwood to be one of Hollywood's best filmmakers, a true student of his mentor Don Siegel, who made tough, spare movies such as Dirty Harry and Escape from Alcatraz, but also adventurous ones such as The Beguiled. But since 1992's Unforgiven, Eastwood's films have gotten even better. The actor-director has explored with steady profundity the whys and wherefores of the movie hero. His characters have seen their professionalism called into question and their emotional stability wrenched, each a self-conscious violation of the traditional movie hero's code. In his latest film, Space Cowboys, Eastwood continues this line of inquiry, though in a much more lighthearted vein than usual. It's not that the movie is a comedy, though it has a sheaf of comic scenes. It's more that it's willing to bear itself aloft on the wings of pure fantasy and wish fulfillment. Eastwood once again puts his notion of heroism to the test, but this time the movie's tone lets us know from the start that everything, or mostly everything, is going to be all right. Eastwood stars as Frank Corvin, a hard-boiled test pilot and engineer living in retirement in the California desert. One day, he's visited by a NASA scientist and astronaut who have a problem. A Russian communications satellite is going to crash into Earth unless a space crew get into orbit and repair it. The complication is that the satellite's design is based on the one Frank built for Space Lab, an archaic system no one understands anymore. For Frank, the situation is more than a chance to help his country. It's an opportunity for vindication. Back in 1958, he and three buddies had been Air Force hotshots, training to be the nation's first astronauts. Then one inglorious day, their superior, the same man who needs him now, had told them that they were being replaced by a monkey. Frank now wants to round up his three buddies, who are collectively known as Team Daedalus, and take back their chance to go into space. The three are played by a trio of actors whose mere presence add to the movie's pleasure. Tommy Lee Jones is Hawk Hawkins, who is always the dare-taker to Frank's more uptight self. Donald Sutherland is Jerry O'Neill, the team womanizer, and James Garner plays Tank Sullivan, the group's peacemaker. Eastwood encourages each of them to show off their star qualities, the appealing traits that make them and him stars in the first place. Here, after a long absence, Frank recruits Hawk for the mission.
What are you doing here?
Filling the promise I made 40 years ago.
Was that the promise you made to kill me, or was that the promise you made to have both of my legs broke?
It was the other one. I'm working on a little blackmail with NASA. Mm-hmm. They've got a satellite that's going to crash unless they can fix the guidance system.
I'm guessing you designed that guidance system.
Yeah. They're desperate. Even Gersten's in on the deal. I told him I'd only do it if the original Team Daedalus did the job.
That scene is a great example of Eastwood's narrative economy. On one level, it's just an expository moment. But we are also getting quite a bit of character information. In an opening flashback, we've seen young Hawk as a brash daredevil. Clearly, something has been taken out of him since, though not so much that echoes of his old rivalry with Frank don't come up. That's the key to Eastwood's style. Like those by the great filmmakers of Hollywood's past, Howard Hawks, John Ford, and yes, Don Siegel, Eastwood's movies aren't really about plot. Eastwood's movies are about character and how character is revealed in bursts of action. Space Cowboys opens with a terrific black and white sequence set in 1958, displaying the quartet at the height of their youthful daring and bravado. When they do come back, when it's absolutely necessary, they have to prove they are still up to the task. But after they finally go into space, for a marvelous 45-minute effect sequence, by the way, the tables are turned. They reclaim their status as heroes. Substitute Hollywood Studios for NASA, and you can easily read Space Cowboys as a commentary on the recent history of movies, a time when heroes went from riding horses to being ridden with effects. Eastwood reminds us that it's not the vehicle that counts so much as the men or stars that drive them.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.